This is Mike Levine. This is a story I covered on the Pittsburgh scene. Tonight's story might not rank as one of the most important I ever covered, but it does illustrate the fact that while covering the Pittsburgh beat, I get a chance to meet some of the world's most interesting characters. Like the primitive painter I met recently at the Three Rivers Arts Festival when it was underway down at Point State Park. I went there to cover the art story, and I met my primitive on top of a huge pile of rocks they've got stacked up down near Point State Park. She was way, way up on top of that pile of rocks. And she's Mrs. Helen Warlack, a very successful and apparently a very happy artist.
I come down to finish the show and paint it before they tear it down because I think it's like a little fantasy. And the bridge works in the back with the tents in the front, and the paintings make it very colorful. And I just love to paint.
You do? You're a professional painter?
I'm an active member of the Associated Arts, and I've been painting for 18 years. And it took me 8 years before I become active. I was a member 8 years ago, but a candidate. But it took me 8 years to become active, and I just became active this year.
Well, does climbing around on big piles of rocks help you become active?
No.
Let me take a look at
this. Active means if you receive three paintings in the Associated Arts, you become active.
You have to
have three paintings judged in the Associated Arts before you become an active member.
Are you a pretty good artist?
Yes, I'll say. I feel like a great artist.
Let me see what you have in your hand there. You're sketching that in pencil.
I do self-portraits and portraits of people, and I could sit and paint all day. I just love it, and
Let me take a look at this. I see the Three Rivers Arts Festival in the foreground, and I see the bridge pier seem to be all over the canvas. American Bridge, American Bridge, American Bridge. Yes, you've got everything marked on there.
It's down here.
When this thing's completed, is this going to be a good painting?
The people won't be, they're make-believe people. But that'll be very colorful. In oil.
If you do this thing successfully and as good as you've done your other works, would you want to sell that to me?
If you liked it, otherwise it goes into the art show for next February into the Associated Arts.
How much would you charge? What price tag would you set on that picture?
When they're not in the shows, I make them cheaper. But when they go in the shows, I charge about $75. But out of the show, I charge about $35.50 for oil paintings on canvas. They are very original.
That's very unusual. Yes, indeed. I think I could get a set of oil paints myself for about $25, couldn't I?
No, they cost... the beginner set costs $3. That's the little teeny tubes. And the other set that's next costs $6. That's a little bigger. And the great big one costs $11. That's the big square box with the handle on. Costs $11.13.
Well, that has
the oil and turpentine in it and your brushes and all your tubes, about 12 or 13 tubes.
I think maybe I'll take a crack at oil painting myself before I go dropping $75 for a primitive painting. You're not offended, are you?
No, I'm not, because I like to hear critics. I listened last night what they said about my paintings, and it made me laugh. They said they like my funny swimming pool with the funny kids in it. And I think everybody should take up art because it's wonderful for your attention, and it's a great outlet for your emotions.
Will it help me get down off this pile of rocks? I have tensions right now.
Yes, if you climb carefully, but I climb on bridges and everywhere to paint. I just finished the painting from the point over there, looking through all the little teeny buildings. Peekaboo between the little thing up there? That little...
Looks like a junkyard to me.
Yeah, a junkyard with the iron girl. What do you call that little thing that you pop?
The crane.
The crane. And through the crane, you see the beautiful tall building. Through the junk pile. And through the crane, it goes up this way. You can see all the pretty little buildings between it.
And you know something? They are pretty little buildings. Lots of pretty little buildings. And that's why Mrs. Warlock, the primitive painter, and myself both love Pittsburgh.